Grand American back. So why should I give a damn about North Korea? That's what a lot of people are saying. We're so big, we'll just smash them. They're nothing. We'll take them out. They can't do nothing to us. We'll shoot down anything they throw at us and wipe them off the face of the planet. You're wrong. Now, you're either ignorant, which means uninformed, and that's not an insult, or you're stupid, which means you're uninformed and choose to stay that way, or you're arrogant and think you're invincible. Let me bring you up to speed. Our ability to shoot down missiles is an average of about 50%. Our best is 65% with the Aegis Assured system. That's the best we can offer. The number of nukes North Korea has is called either between 20 and 60. Let's go with the low number of 20. If they were to launch 20 of them, and we shot down 65% of that 20, we shoot down 13, that means America still gets hit by 7 nukes. But let's take nukes off the table. Forget the fact that they can reach New York City in 39 minutes, Chicago in 35 minutes, LA in 33 minutes, and Hawaii in 20 minutes. Forget that part. Understand that they have us outnumbered in submarines. They can launch 800 missiles off of our coast right at us, up to 400 miles inland. And they could do all of this in about a 30-minute time span. Let's say we knock down 65% of those. What's 35% of 800? That's how many conventional warheads would hit America. You say, well, what if we just hit them first and just knock them completely out? That sounds good on the surface, except you have to consider North Korea has a government that completely outlaws all religion. They have no religion at all. To them, Kim Jong-un is God. He is everything, and their loyalty to him is to death, even to suicide. If we would wipe out their country completely, that means America would have just killed everyone's family, everyone's friends. All those Korean military personnel that are on their submarines right now, that aren't sitting on Korean soil, that are out in the ocean, we would have killed all of their family and all of their friends, and their superior God. Do you think they're just going to park their submarine, hop out, and go live in the woods somewhere? No, they're going to fire everything they have at us. Now, understand, if I shoot you in the knee with a shotgun, you're going down. Now, on your way down, you pull out a .45 and you shoot me and kill me. I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm out of the equation, right? Sure I am. But you ain't going to walk for a long time. You're going to be crippled. Now, according to the generals, the bad news is we've reached the point of the only thing left is military options. The worst news is that the best case scenario is hundreds of thousands of Americans dead. The worst case scenario is tens of millions of Americans dead. Now, if you're not doing anything to get prepared for what could happen, what might happen, what may very well happen in your city, on top of your house, in your schools, I don't care if you're 13 years old and you're watching this, or you're 83 and you're watching this, what steps are you taking right now to be prepared for what could happen right where you live? Let's say nothing happens militarily where you live. I'm a truck driver, and I can tell you this. The transit system goes down, the interstate system goes down, the critical bridges across the Mississippi River, the Red River, the Ohio River, all those go down, shipping comes to a stop. Maybe you don't have to be prepared for an invading force. Maybe when the shipping lanes go down and there's no food being shipped to your local Dollar General or your local Walmart, what you need to be prepared for is the father of that family of five that lives three doors down who just ran out of food. How much food is in your cupboards? What are you willing to do to make sure your family can still eat? America, I'm giving it to you. This is your wake-up call. North Korea is a serious situation. They can't take us completely out, but they can certainly shoot us in the kneecap. They can cripple us. And from there, America is a bunch of animals. We're going to fight each other. Again, I ask, what are you doing to make sure you are going to be okay, given what could or what might happen where you live and in your life? If you're not taking North Korea serious, I'm giving you the most serious wake-up call you could possibly get. You're not getting it on the news, but I'm warning you. Get ready. I'm the Ranting American. Check out therantingamerican.com. Peace out.